Unit 13. The Physics of a Roller Coaster. Roller coaster rides lure enormous crowds to amusement parks all over the world each year. The slow ascent followed by the rapid drop of a coaster car has the ability to give some people butterflies in their stomachs and make others feel sick. Interestingly enough, though, roller coasters do not run on high-powered engines, nor do they need complex mechanisms in order to work. The stimulating rides actually operate on a few simple laws of physics, most notably mechanical energy, gravity, and momentum. Mechanical energy is made up of two types of energy, the first being potential energy, which comes from an object's position. Potential energy is stored energy, or energy that can be used later. Roller coaster cars can accumulate more potential energy the higher up they are. Therefore, a coaster car is filled to the brim with potential energy when it is sitting atop its first hill. You might have noticed that roller coasters need to start out with a drop from the tallest heights in order to provide the most death-defying thrills throughout the entire ride. However, before a roller coaster car can amass potential energy, it must find a way to climb that first hill. Since it does not yet have any potential energy, it needs the help of a motor and chains. The second form of mechanical energy employed by a roller coaster is kinetic energy, or energy from movement. When a coaster car starts to drop down the other side of a hill, gravity will pull it down toward the center of the Earth and transform its potential energy into kinetic energy in the process. When a coaster car is at the bottom of a hill, it has the most kinetic energy possible and no more potential energy. Additionally, the amount of kinetic energy the roller coaster car will have is equal to the amount of potential energy it started out with. This is due to the law of energy conservation that states that energy can change forms within a closed system, but it cannot be created or destroyed. As a roller coaster car speeds down a hill, building up kinetic energy, it also builds up momentum, which is the force that keeps a moving object in motion. Potential energy, gravity, kinetic energy, and momentum work together to send the roller coaster car down one hill and up the subsequent one. The combination of these forces is so powerful that it keeps the roller coaster car going round and round the tracks until special brakes gradually slow it down to a complete stop at the end of the ride.